Midman Bishploni. The Gemara opens by saying Bishlamal Rabbanon Kedei Rishoso Ksiv Mishum Risha Achas Atzah Mechayva Biyatzah Mechayva Mishum Shtei Rishoyos. The reason why the Rabbanon say that by Edom Zomin you only get one punishment, you don't get Malkus and Mammon, is because of Kedei Rishoso. El Rabbi Meir My Taima. But according to Rabbi Meir, why don't you get only one punishment? Why do you get two punishments? Why doesn't he seemingly apply the principle of Kedei Rishoso? So, one of the things that I hope you're going to be learning throughout this year, and I've pointed this out before, is that in order to learn a Sugi B'Iyun, whenever a principle comes up and there's analysis that needs to be done, what do? You try to get a basic understanding in that principle. Because oftentimes when you get a basic understanding of the principle, so you're able to then see why there's a machlokus regarding the principle, why the principle is an issue in our sugya. But if you don't know anything about the principle, then it's very hard to analyze what's going on in the sugya. So therefore, what do? We need to understand what's going on with Kedei Rishoso. Maybe if we understand what Kedei Rishoso is all about, we'll be able to understand why the Rabbanon apply it, and why Rabbi Meir doesn't apply it. So all of this, our discussion begins in the Mishnah in Ksubas on Daf Lamed Vav. The Mishnah there is in Perek Elu Hein Hanaros, and it's discussing who has to pay a kenas for a situation of ones, a situation of rape, and who doesn't. So the Mishnah tells us that if a person's baal bito, if a person rapes, if a person is ma'anes his own daughter Rachmana Litzlan, so then he's chayiv misa for arayos, and he's putter paying ones to her. He doesn't have to pay the onus payment that's mandated by the Torah, but rather he gets the death penalty. And the Mishnah there tells us why does he only get Misa and not Echi of Tashlumin? Because of the Pasuk in Sefer, in Parshas Mishpatim, Lo Yeh Ason. The Mishnah there tells us a story about a man who struck a woman, a pregnant woman, and the Pasuk says that if she doesn't die, he's chayiv to pay. What does he have to pay? He has to pay for the child that was aborted or that was killed because of his physical strike against her. So if she doesn't die, he's chayiv to pay. The implication being that if she would have died, he'd be potter from paying. And this pasuk, lo yason, is the mucker for the principle of what we generally colloquially refer to it as kimlei bidraba mine. That you get the stricter punishment. You only get one punishment. Which punishment do you get? The stricter one. And the case for that is this case in Sefer Mishpatim, Lo Yeh Ason, that when there's no Ason, when there's no tragedy, that's when you pay for the Vlados. But if there was a tragedy, if the woman died, so then you wouldn't pay for the Vlados. Great. That's what the Mishnah quotes. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph there in Ksubas asks, why do we need this limud of Lo Yason if we have another principle in the Torah which was written in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Ki Teitze? The Torah there tells us Kedei Rishoso, that Malkus are to be given Kedei Rishoso, commensurate to your Rishos. And the Gemara Chazal Darshin Kedei Rishoso Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayvo. You get flogged for one Risha, one crime. Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayvo V'i Ata Mechayvo Mishum Shtei Rishayos. But you cannot get a double punishment for one Risha. You can't get a double punishment. You can only get one punishment. So the Gemara asks in Ksubas on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, why do we need this principle of Lo Yason if we already have the principle of Kedei Rishoso? Or, if we want to just ask the question in our own terms, why do we need two principles? Why do we need a principle of Lo Yason and another principle of Kedei Rishoso? Seemingly, they're teaching the same thing, that you can only get one punishment. So the Gemara there tries to answer. And the Gemara says, you know what the case of Lo Yason is? That's a case of a Misa Chiyuv and a Mammon Chiyuv. When you have Misa and Mammon, you don't get both.
That's the principle that we learn out from the pasuk of Lo Yeh Ason.
Which one do you get?
The stricter one, the Misa.
What's the logic for that, by the way? Why do we get the stricter one?
Seemingly, the logic is, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, because why should you benefit from doing more? If you do something that's only mechayev you Misa, so what punishment do you get? Misa. Now that I did Misa and something that's going to be mechayev me mamon, I'm only going to get mamon? So I end up benefiting by doing more evil. If I would have done one evil act, I would have gotten Misa. By doing two evil acts, I'm now only going to get mamon? That doesn't make sense. That's not so logical. And therefore the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, it's that line of it, Gure Etkar. What? You're going to benefit from having done two averos? So we give you the stricter of punishment. The punishment of Misa. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what we need Lo Yason for. Hold on 1 second, Yisrael. But Kedei Rishasa, what's that for? That's for Malkus and Mamon. That's when you're chayav Malkus and Mamon. Malkus and Mamon, we learn out from Kedei Rishasa. Now, why can't we just, if you're not getting Misa and Mamon, why can't we just extrapolate from there that you also wouldn't get Malkus and Mamon? Why do we need a whole separate pasuk for that? Let's just write Lo Yason. We'll learn Misa and Mamon, the death penalty and money, and then we won't have to have a separate pot. We'll know then that just like you don't get Misa and Mamon, so you also don't get Malkus and Mamon. What do we need a whole separate pasuk for? So the Gemara addresses that question. How does it answer? How come we couldn't extend Lo Yason to also Malkus and Mamon, Joseph?
We can only rid ourselves of one punishment if the other punishment we're giving it to is the...
Why? Good. What's the logic?
Because
Misa is very chomer. If you're... Or maybe the logic here is, maybe, if we would have just written Lo Yason, maybe the logic would be, listen, we're already giving him the death penalty. What, we're also going to then send a bill to his kids and fine his estate? We're going to make him pay $100 after he's dead? We're going to take it away from his kids? We're going to take it away from his estate? That's not so nice. I mean, not that he's such a nice guy. But you're already giving him such a big punishment, you're killing him. Maybe you wouldn't also then throw a fine at him. But Malkus and Mamon, where, listen, Malkus is not good, but he's not dying. So since the Malkus punishment is not so intense, so maybe we can therefore give him Malkus and Mamon. Comes along the Torah and says, Kedei Rishasa, you also can't give Malkus and Mamon. Okay, well, what about the other way then? So teach me Malkus and Mamon, and I'll know, listen, if you can't give Malkus and Mamon, you certainly aren't going to give Misa and Mamon. Misa's worse than Malkus. If we're already taking a little bit of, like, mercy on this criminal, and we're not going to give him Malkus and Mamon, so then we certainly aren't going to give him Misa and Mamon. So how do we answer that up? What does Gemara say? What? Oh, what kind of aveira did you do to get Malkus? What kind of aveira did you do to get Misa? The aveira you did to get Misa was obviously a much worse aveira, else that's why you're getting Misa for it. So maybe we don't give Malkus and Mamon because you didn't do like the worst thing in the world. Then what'd you do already? Okay, so you went into the Mikdash Tameh. It's not a good thing. You get Malkus for that, right? You do, because Kari still get Malkus, because right, the Machlokas, they're different things. Can you also get Malkus and Misa? But you did something, you did a lav. So, okay, you did a lav, so you don't get a lav in Mamon. But Misa? You did something, you were Machal Shabbos? You did a Avodah Zarah? Oh, okay, for that, maybe we would throw the book at you. We would give you Misa and Mamon. And that's why we wouldn't be able to learn out one from the other, and we need two separate psukim for each one. Clear? Great. Gemara and Ksubis. Yeah.
Based off the Gemara and Sanhedrin, there's a bit about explaining why that works.
The Guri Etkar, yeah.
The whole reason is like, so you don't want to reward someone for doing an extra lab that's not as bad. But can it work the other way also? Let's say you're going to kill someone anyway, you're going to be chayimis anyway. Well, you might as well steal some money and give it to your family. Because
you're saying that a person...
You're saying that, you mean the criminal, if the criminal knows this, maybe it'll encourage him to do a worse thing, because he knows he's not going to get punished anyway. Yeah, but in general, this principle, very good, Israel. In general, this principle is when it's one act that, like, you shoot someone, and while you're killing him, you also rip his shirt. So do we charge you for the shirt in addition to the death penalty, or we only give you the death penalty?
Fine, so even if you want to look at it that way, if it's one action, you can still look at it from the opposite perspective. It's not necessarily that he was going to do the misa anyway. Like, however you look at it, he's getting off the hook for something, and he's still being rewarded in some way.
You're saying, Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he did two criminal acts, and he's only getting punished for one. So he is still being more mako on him. If he would have done those two acts independently, he would have gotten two punishments. Now that he did them together, he's only getting one.
Right, but more than that, I'm assuming it's not so much different than the other way around.
Well, there is a big difference. There's a big difference here in the sense that I was going to get misa. Now that I did another aveira, you're going to give me only mamon? That's a major downgrade. Why should one guy who kills get misa, and another guy who kills and rips a shirt get mamon?
It works that now it's like added on like Gilgul Shmuel sort of idea. Like, just take the lab, is your Makayim, the
lowest time
you're punishing his ownership is because of Kavara. So the same Kavara you would have gotten.
Yeah, that's already getting into some of the kishkas of how it works. Right? There was a Ramban, we talked about that already, if it's included within it.
It's not really getting out of one thing, you're achieving the same thing you would have done by just getting the one.
In other words, you're assuming what Joseph is making reference to is how do we look at Kimei Dravamine? When you get the stricter punishment, is it that we can only give you one, so we give you the stricter one and you get off for the more lenient punishment? Or is it that the lenient punishment is included within the stricter punishment? And when you get the stricter punishment, it's as if you got both punishments. So Joseph's pointing out that your question is really predicated on one assumption and that understanding. And if you understand the other way, you don't have a question. But if you understand the first way, he does have a question, right? Okay, fine. This is already getting off topic. Let's go back to our issue here. Okay, so this is what the Chachamim hold. And everything is very nice. Except, and by the way, there's one case here that was not addressed. What case was not addressed? Misa and Malchus, right? Misa and Malchus. Misa and Malchus. We discussed Misa and Mamon. We discussed Malchus and Mamon. But we didn't discuss Sonus Chayiv Misa and Malchus. What would they hold in that case? So Tosos addresses that. Tosos asks that question. Now Tosos doesn't actually ask it. Tosos already just launches into his answer. This is a great example of where if you do not know the question the Rishonim are asking, you'll read the Rishon, you'll have no idea what he's talking about. But if you thought of the right questions, you know, like, I always think of this imagery, you know, like that game Carmen Sandiego, right?
Yeah.
So in Carmen Sandiego, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? When you're picking which location to travel to, when you get to the right location, what happens? If you pick the right location, there's like a clue, like a vile henchman comes up. And it says you must be on the right track. So in Iyun, it's the same way, Lahavdil. In Iyun, if you're reading Rishonim and you don't understand why what they're saying is significant, it means that you're not asking the right questions in the Sugya. If you're reading like through Ritvas and Tosafot, and you're like, okay, sometimes Tosafot asks a question because it's a stira to some Gemara, you have no idea about that Gemara. Fine. But a lot of times, the questions that are analysis within the Sugya, if you were reading Rishonim and you're saying like, I don't know why it's such a big deal. I don't know why he's saying this. I'm not really sure what's he trying to get at exactly. It means you didn't ask the right questions. Because if you asked the right questions, you'd see like, oh my gosh, this is a toast to this question. Oh my gosh, this is what the Ritva is trying to address. Excuse me. Oh my gosh, I understand in the Ritva. This is what he was addressing now. So Tosfos comes along and Tosfos says, according to the Rabbanon, Tosfos comes along and what does he say in our Sugya? Tosfos over here on Lav and Zayin, amazing Subis. Tosfos says, according to the Rabbanon, Malchus and Mamon, and Misa and Malchus, are both learned out from Kedei Rishoso. Malchus and Mamon, and Misa and Malchus, this is also learned out from Kedei Rishoso. Why? Says Tosfos, because seemingly, Pshat and Kedei Rishoso, again, Kedei Rishoso, Alex, is written where? In Kiteitze.
Yeah.
Next to Adam Zillman, right? By Malchus, in the context of Malchus. So Kedei Rishoso is written in the context of Malchus. And what does Kedei Rishoso tell me? Kedei Rishoso tells me Malchus can never be joined up with another punishment. Kedei Rishoso teaches me Malchus can never be joined up with you can never double up if one of them is Malchus. That's what Tosso says. And therefore, the Rabbanon, who learned Kedei Rishoso, to tell me I can't get Malchus and Mamon,
That same limud tells me that I also can't get Misa and Malchus. Tosos and Ksubis, right?
What does he say? V'rabbanan Malchus u'mamon u'misa u'malchus shavayu nafke mechdei v'shasa. They're both burned out from k'dei v'shasa. Why? Dimashma, because that drasha is mashma, that if you're nischayev v'hadei Malchus, if you're chayving something else with your Malchus, whether it's Misa, whether it's Mamon, we have a rule. Mishum Risha Achat Atam Chayavo. And that's it. You're only Chayav one, says Tosos and Ksubis. And therefore, Kedei Rishaso doesn't tell me you can't get Malchus and Mamon. Kedei Rishaso tells me you can't get anything with Malchus. And that's why it's written in the context of Malchus. It's in Kiteitse with Malchus. To tell me Malchus could never be joined with another punishment. This was Tosos' question in our sugya, because our sugya left out one of the possible combinations. So Tosos says it must be that Kedei Rishaso was not only ousting getting Malchus and Mamon, but also ousting Misa and Malchus. And Tosos points out that the ousting of getting both of Misa and Malchus, or Malchus and Mamon, works a little differently. Why? Because by Malchus and Mamon, which one do you get by Malchus and Mamon? So it's a machlokas. We have a machlokas in the Gemara if you're going to get Mamon and Malchus, or if you're going to get Malchus and Mamon. Tosfos, though, here is saying that Tosfos here says within the Shita that you're going to get from Mamon and Malchus, you're going to get Mamon. That's why you're all saying Mamon, because Tosfos here says you're going to get Mamon. Why are you going to get Mamon? So let's first look at Misa and Malchus. Misa and Malchus, which one are you going to get? Poshit, which one are you going to get? You're going to get Misa. Why? It's the stricter one. It's Guri Etgar. We're not going to let you benefit Yaakov. We're not going to let you benefit if you killed and were chayav Malchus. You're going to get the death penalty. You're not going to get Malchus. Okay, so how come by Malchus and Mamon there's an opinion that holds that you get Mamon? How can you get Mamon? What about that same logic of why should we let him off easy? Give him Malchus. Malchus is much more painful than Mamon. Now it obviously depends on how much Mamon we're talking about, right? It depends on how much Malchus you can withstand and how much Mamon. But here Tosfos stuck in a line. What did he mean here? Mishum dechas rachmana anechbal. Yoni, what did it mean? You did the makoros today. What does that mean at the end? Mishum dechas rachmana anechbal. Donnie, you know what that means? What does that mean? The very end of this Tosfos. You guys all told me past this Tosfos. What does that mean? Dechas rachmana anechbal. Jeremy. Excellent. We don't want the victim to lose out. If it's between Misa and Malchus, so let's say you did something wrong to me, and because you did something wrong to me, or you did Avodah Zarah, and you did something as Chayav Malchus, if there's a victim in that situation, let's say you killed someone, and whatever, you're also Chayav Malchus, we don't care. If the victim doesn't care. Listen, either kill him, give him Malchus. That's not, I mean, there might be some psychological, obviously, reason that the victim would want you to get the death penalty and not get Malchus. But when there's Malchus and Mamon, the victim wants to get paid back. He wants the mamon. And therefore, there's a counter issue that needs to be considered, and that's why there's going to be a discussion of whether you get Malchus or whether you get mamon. Because if we give you Malchus, which seemingly is the more stricter punishment, it's stricter in terms of the punitive element towards you, of you getting penalized. It might be stricter to get whacked, to get flogged. But the victim doesn't benefit from you getting flogged if we potter him from mamon. As opposed to if we would be mechayiv him the mamon, then the victim gets what he wants. And that's the svarga that Tosfos makes reference to. Okay, this is Shitas Rabbanan, and you understand now all three situations. Joseph Roth asked an excellent question in Seder with his Chavrusa Mori, Moshe Ona. They asked an excellent question in Seder. Listen to this question. I want you to get this cheshbon because it was an excellent question. Listen to this analysis. Very, very good, guys. What was our svara? What was the svara in the Gemara in Amud Aleph of why, if we wrote Lo Yason by Misa, you wouldn't be able to get? We couldn't learn out. If we would have written Kedei Rishaso by Malchus and Mamon, we wouldn't have been able to learn out Misa and Mamon. If we would have written Kedei Rishaso by Malchus and Mamon, we wouldn't have been able to learn out Misa and Mamon. What was the logic? Because Kedei Rishaso doesn't discuss a case of death. Maybe by Malchus and Mamon,
You can't get both. Why? Because you didn't do something so bad that was mechayev yumisa. But maybe if you did something that was mechayev yumisa, we would give you two punishments. Remember that was one of the svaras in the Gemara? Everybody with me? You guys did this. We just went over this. Yeah? You're with me? Yeah? Rav Yaakov, listen to this ha'ara. This is an excellent ha'ara. So, we can't learn out Misa and Mamon from Malchus and Mamon. Why? Because you don't get two punishments by Malchus and Mamon because you didn't do so bad. But maybe when you do something that's Chayev Misa, you need to get the Misa and you would get Misa and Mamon. Maybe we would throw the book at you if you did such a horrible sin. Right? That was the logic in the Gemara. But what's Tosaf saying now? Tosaf is saying Kedei Rishasa doesn't just teach me Malchus and Mamon. It also teaches me Misa and Malchus. Which means Kedei Rishasa is teaching me that when Misa is one of the choices, you still only get one. So if Kedei Rishasa doesn't just teach me Malchus and Mamon like Tosas wants to say, it also teaches me Misa and Malchus, so then it is teaching me that when Misa is one of the choices, you still only get one. So why can't we learn out Misa and Mamon from there? Remember, the only reason we couldn't learn out Misa and Mamon from Malchus and Mamon is because who says this applies in a case when one of the options are Misa? Misa is such a strict thing, maybe it doesn't apply, this principle. Yes, Sammy?
The relevant factor is the fact that Malchus is there, not that Misa is there. You can't learn out Misa and Mamon because there's no Malchus to teach it from.
What do you mean?
The only reason why Misa and Mamon...
Here, I'll ask you the question like this. Once the Torah wrote Kedei Rishasa, why can't you learn out Misa and Mamon?
Can't, because Kedei Rishasa only applies to cases of Malchus. You can't learn out... Oh, do we see by Malchus and Misa you get one punishment? No, that's because there's Malchus. By Misa and Mamon, there's no Malchus.
No, but if we... I hear that. That's what the Drasha is talking about, Malchus. But once the Drasha teaches me that when there's Misa and Malchus,
yeah,
I can't get Misa, why can't we then extrapolate from there that then by Misa and Mamon also we shouldn't be able to?
The reasoning why you're getting we're because of Malchus.
I know, that's the Xeris Akasa. But from that Xeris Akasa, we will now learn out from there that if the Torah wrote a whole pasuk to teach me that you can't get Misa and Malchus,
yeah,
maybe why should you be able to get Misa and Mamon?
The reasoning is not because Misa's
strong. I'm not saying from Kedei Rishasa. I'm saying Kedei Rishasa teaches me this, and now, based on that, we can further now apply this. There's no, it's like a Kal v'chomer. If you're not going to get Misa and Malchus, when you obviously did something really, really bad, you're not going to get Malchus and Mamon. You're not going to get Misa and Malchus, so why should you get Misa and Mamon? It's like a Kal v'chomer almost. Yeah?
Even though I felt about Sammy, that it's not applying to Misa, it's applying to Malchus.
I know that I'm not saying that Kedei Rishasa would teach me this. I'm saying that once we know Kedei Rishasa, we should be able to make a Kal v'chomer to Misa and Mamon. Yeah? We're not saying Onshin Min Adin. We're pottering Min Adin. That's a good aura. That was very good. That was good. But we're not being Onshin Min Adin. We're pottering Min Adin. We're trying to say you can't get both. The stam is that you're going to get both. We're trying to cut you down. Yeah.
Misa or Rifta have anything to do with this? The fact that by Misa and Malchus, you consider Misa or Rifta, maybe that's why you think that you could get both?
Yeah, but we already also know Malchus and Mamon, you don't get both. So we see it's already a principle. From Kedei Rishasa, you see there's a principle, you don't get two punishments. Now, Kedei Rishasa taught it about Malchus. Malchus never gets anything with it. Now, Sammy wants to say, listen, that's a big chiddush. It's just Malchus, you don't get anything with Malchus. That could be, I think, one direction to go to answer your question, Joseph. I think there's another answer. Let me just give you the other answer, and then go ahead, make your car.
Misa and Malchus, you probably do a worse punishment. You've done something worse than by Misa and Mamon. So why can't you say Malchus?
I know, but I already know that Malchus and Mamon, you certainly didn't do something
that's
so bad.
That's a separate order in Malchus. That's a separate order from Malchus. I'm saying Misa cases. Misa,
no, but I'm saying, but now that we have Kedei Rishasa, we now know that when you do something that's not so bad, you can't get two punishments. When you do something that's super bad,
not so bad, that has Malchus.
I know, that's Kedei Rishasa, but I'm making a Kal v'chomer. Why not a Kal v'chomer?
Because Misa and Malchus, the case that includes Misa is saying that's maybe a worse, you did something so much worse than Misa and Mamon, so by Misa and Mamon, it'd be okay.
I know, but you already know Misa and Malchus, which is worse than Misa and Mamon.
Yeah, so you say only by worse, then we'd say, okay, we're not going to punish you. Same line of thing, we're not going to punish you because, oh, you're already giving us like so much.
So
by Misa and Mamon, we would say, oh, it's only a less of a punishment, so we would actually add the other one.
Same, it sounds like you're saying that the most mahir we don't do and the most mahir, but in the middle we don't do.
Like if we're going to be.
That's what you're saying. You're saying the most machmer and the most mako, but nothing in the
okay, I hear the analysis. I want to just give another possibility. It could be that in the beginning of the Gemara,
King Subis, in the very beginning of the Gemara, when they're handling these svaras, this is before we knew any of this. In the beginning of the Gemara, we were suggesting, just write today Rishaso. Look at this point. Moshiyona, this is your question. Maybe what the pshat is, that the beginning of the Gemara was teaching me, if we would have written Kedei Rishaso, I would have only known Malkus and Mamu. That's what it's teaching me. And if it wouldn't have written Lo Yason, I would not have been able to extend it. Why? Because maybe by a really bad punishment, you would get everything. Once, though, the Torah did write Lo Yason, it has rejected that svara. By writing Lo Yason, it's told me, no, no, no. By Mis and Mamon, you also can't get two. Oh, once I know that that svara is rejected by Lo Yason, I realize that Kedei Rishaso was actually teaching me more than I thought originally. Meaning the Gemara on Amud Aleph says, I originally thought Kedei Rishaso was teaching me just Malkus and Mamon. And if so, I wouldn't have been able to extend it to Misa and Mamon. Because who said it applies by Misa, which is so strict? Once the Torah wrote Lo Yason, and I know that it does extend to Misa, so now this whole svara of, oh, by Misa things, maybe it's more strict and therefore can't apply, has been rejected by the Gezeres HaKasav of Lo Yason. Oh, now that we have Lo Yason and it's written, and now at this stage, both of these are written. So now I'm able to look back at Kedei Rishaso, Toso says, and realize that the Kedei Rishaso drasha was also teaching me Misa and Malkus, not just Malkus and Mamon. Yeah.
Misa and Malkus and Misa and Mamon from the same thing. We learn everything from Kedei Rishaso. Well, yeah, so just helps Kedei Rishaso out. Into Misa.
That's one way to look at it. You want to say that Lo Yason facilitates Kedei Rishaso to teach out Misa
everything
and Ma.
Is Kedei Rishaso with Lo Yason.
That's a nice suggestion. I mean, that doesn't sound like what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara sounds like there's two different Makotos, Lo Yason and Kedei Rishaso. Right?
Right. So why would Misa and Ma be different than Misa
and Ma? And there is a difference still because Lo Yason really teaches me that when you have a choice between Misa and Mamon, you get Misa. You get Misa. That's like real Kimle Adrabine. You get the stricter punishment. Kedei Rishaso, it's not clear you get the stricter punishment. I told you, it's already Machlokas by Malkus and Mamon. Do you get the Malkus or do you get the Mamon? You don't automatically get the stricter punishment. By Lo Yason, you get the stricter punishment. By Kedei Rishaso, it's a debate. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara and Ksubis. Hold on. So we've done Shitas Chachamim. Beautiful. Very nice. Good Ha'ara. Good analysis. Maybe we answered it up. Maybe not. The Gemara, though, doesn't like this for Rebbe Meir. Why doesn't the Gemara like this for Rebbe Meir? Now we're getting back to Makos. What does Rebbe Meir hold? Does Rebbe Meir agree that Misa and Mamon Lo Yason? Yeah, you better believe it. It's a Mishnah right here. It's a Mishnah. And it's a Pasuk. Forget a Mishnah. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. Lo Yason. He agrees, Misa and Mamon you can't get. But what about Malkus and Mamon? He says, we don't apply a principle. You're loka u'mishalim. You're loka u'mishalim. You get both by Malkus and Mamon. There is no limitation by Malkus and Mamon to only get one. You're allowed to get both. Okay, so the Gemara asks, so what does he do with Kedei Rishaso? This is the Gemara's question in Ksubis. What does he do? Tarta lamali. What do you need the pasuk of Kedei Rishaso? You already see the Gemara in Ksubis is not willing to accept, oh, Rabbi Meir doesn't learn that drasha. Everybody seems to learn this drasha. And therefore the Gemara in Ksubis wants to know, what is Rabbi Meir, not only what does he do with it, but why do there need to be two psukim? If you don't need Kedei Rishaso to teach you this, so Malkus and Mamon, so what do you need Kedei Rishaso for? So answers the Gemara, he uses Kedei Rishaso for Misa and Malkus. Which we now know, according to Tosfos, Chachamim also use it for that. He uses it, though, just for Misa and Malkus. And the Gemara there also has a back and forth. Why would you need both? Just write Lo Yason, and I would have known Misa and Malkus, or just write Kedei Rishaso, and I would have known Misa and Mamon. You can look back in the Gemara to get that Cheshbon. We're not going to go into that Cheshbon right now. But when we leave the Gemara in Ksubis, we have Rabbanan, we have Rabbi Meir, and we see how they apply Kedei Rishaso. What I think is very important to realize is that everybody is applying Kedei Rishaso. The question just is, how much do you apply it? Do you apply it to both Misa and Malkus and Mamon, like the Rabbanan did? Or do you only apply it to Misa and Malkus, like Rabbi Meir did? And that point's going to be important for us. Why does Rabbi Meir hold that Malkus and Mamon you're able to get both punishments. So that's our Gemara. We now go back to our Gemara, and our Gemara asks, hey, Rabbi Meir, I understand, let's go back to our Gemara in Makos now, I understand by Edim Zomimin, why Rabbanan hold you only get one punishment when it's Malkus and Mammon, you only get one punishment. What's the reason? What do you mean? That's the Gemara in Ksubis. That's Kedei Rishasa. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Kedei Rishasa. In Parshas Kitetze, Alex. But, Rabbi Meir, why doesn't... What about Kedei Rishasa? How can Rabbi Meir forget about Kedei Rishasa? That is seemingly the question of the Gemara. And then the Gemara's answer is, because of Motzi Shemra, he doesn't learn Kedei Rishasa. That is how you learn this Gemara when you did Bikias. Asks Tosfos, though... What kind of question is this on Rabbi Meir? Hey, how can you reject Kedei Rishasa? And his answer being, I learned from Motzi Shemra that you're allowed to reject Kedei Rishasa. That's not true. This isn't even a good question on Rabbi Meir. What do you do with Kedei Rishasa? We know very well what he does with Kedei Rishasa. What does he do with Kedei Rishasa? He learns it from Misa and Malkos. They have like this big kash in our Gemara. Rabbi Meir, what happened to Kedei Rishasa? I understand the rabbis. What do you mean you understand the rabbis? That's the rabbi Shita, and this Rabbi Meir Shita. I understand the rabbis. Hey, there's a pasuk of Kedei Rishasa. But Rabbi Meir, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing, says Rabbi Meir? I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. I learned that drasha differently. I learned that pasuk only refers to Misa and Malkos. What's the problem? So Tosfos is bothered. If I asked you during Seder today, what was Tosfos' question? Tosfos' question was, how come the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Meir, what does he do with Kedei Rishasa? We know what he does with Kedei Rishasa. He uses it for Misa and Malkos. And that's our Tosfos. Umay Parich. What's the Gemara asking? Habik Subis Muki Haikra Lelokanu Lemisa. The Gemara in Subis tells us very well what he does with the Pasuk. So answers Tosfos, just a Ha'arin shot in the Gemara, answers Tosfos, you know what's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on. The Gemara is asking, why, Rabbi Meir and Ksubis, do you learn Kedei Rishasa only to Misa and Malkus and not to Malkus and Mammon? It wasn't asking on Rabbi Meir, hey, don't you know there's a pasuk of Kedei Rishasa in the Torah? It's asking on his position in Ksubis. And that's what Tosfos answers here. Yesh Lomar, to call Zem in Apircha, all of this. What's all of this? The whole discussion in Ksubis. You're sitting here thinking in Shir, we're learning Malkus. Why are you doing the whole sugya in Ksubis for us in Shir? Because Tosfos says all of that is in the Gemara. This is all part of the question. Rabbi Meir, Havolei lemidrash v'lomar rishaso she'ena tam mechayva mishim shnei rishayos, that you shouldn't get Malkus and Mammon. Why, Rabbi Meir, the question, right, I said to you when we finished the analysis of Ksubas, Lemaisa, why? Why does Rabbi Meir not learn Kedei Rishaso to Malkus and Mammon? Why? The Chachamim learned Malkus and Mammon and Misa and Malkus are all because of Kedei Rishasa. Rabbi Meir said, no, Kedei Rishasa only teaches me Misa and Malkus. But Malkus and Mammon? Lashes and money? You're allowed to get both. So when we finished the Gemara in Ksubas, I said to you, why? And then I said to you, that's our Gemara in Malkus. So Tosfos tells you, that's our Gemara in Malkus. Our Gemara in Malkus is not asking about Edom Zomim. It's asking a much bigger question. Why does Rabbi Meir in Ksubis limit Kedei Rishasa to this and not apply it here? Obviously, when we answer that, we'll know why by Edom Zomim he also allows you to give Malkus and Mammon. But there's a grander question. It's not such a limited question. You thought the question of the Gemara was, hey, in the sugya of Edom Zomim, why does Rabbi Meir allow you to pay money and get Malkus? But now Tosfos clarifies for us, this is a much bigger question. This is not a question of why by Edom Zomim does he hold this. It's a question of why did he learn the pasuk of Kedei Rishasa in Kol HaTorah Kula this way? How come in Kol HaTorah Kula you can't get Malkus and Mammon? And the answer of the Gemara is Gomar mi Motzi Shemra. What's Motzi Shemra? Motzi Shemra, the Chumash tells us, a man comes and he accuses his wife that she lo matza besulim, that she was not a besula when they got married, that she had been mizana during Erisin. So, if he's proven correct, and he has Edim, and he's proven correct, so then she's going to be killed as being an adulteress. But if Edim come, if the father is able to prove that she really was a Besula, and that he was lying, he was just trying to get her, he was lying, so then he is a Motzi Shemra, he was making up a story about her, he was saying a bad thing about her, and the din is that he gets, the Pasuk says, V'yasru oso, which means the Gemara darshins that he gets Malkus, V'on shomeo kesef, and he also has to pay. Motzi Shemra gets Malkus and Mamo. Why? It's Pasuk in the Torah. V'yasru oso v'on shomeo kesef. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. Motzi Shemra gets, it's an exception, it gets Malkus and Mamo. It's the exception to this rule. Motzi Shemra is the exception to the rule. Now, our Gemara says that Rabbi Meir learned from Motzi Shemra to Edim Zomim. Edim Zomim was learned from Motzi Shemra, and that taught me that by Edim Zomim as well, you do get Malkus and Mamon. Edim Zomim as well, you get Malkus and Mamon. That's what our Gemara says. And that's why when you read Pshat in our Gemara, you assumed our entire Gemara was all about Edim Zomim. Right? Our Gemara was seemingly all about Edim Zomim. Let's take a step back and just review this point in Bikias here. The Gemara asked, how come the rabbis are only Mechayev 1? Kadei Rishasso. Okay, Rabbi Meir, why is he only Mechayev 1? Why is he Mechayev 2? How come he doesn't apply Kadei Rishasso? The answer is, just like by Motzi Shemra, you can get both. So too by Edim Zomim, you can get both. Sounds like everything's about Edim Zomim in our sugya. So comes along the first hostess and says, this is not just about Edim Zomim. This is about Shitas Rabbi Meir and Ksubis. This is about Kol HaTorah Kula. This is, why does Rabbi Meir hold and call HaTorah Kula your local Mishalim? You're able to get both. So how does the Gemara answer the question? Oh, we learned out Edim Zomim from Motzi Shemra. How does that answer the question according to Tosfos? That only tells me that by where do you get both punishments? Edim Zomim and Motzi Shemra. How does that tell me anything about Kol HaTorah Kula? That's one issue that Tosfos, Lashitosfos, is going to need to explain. There's another issue in our Gemara that needs to be explained. And that is, what does it sound like in our Gemara? It sounds like everybody agrees, Motzi Shemra, you get Malkus and Mamon, right? Why does everybody agree to that? It's Pasuk in the Torah. Great. Okay, do we extend it to Edim Zomim? Machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Meir. Why is it a machlokes? What does the machlokes hinge upon according to our Gemara?
How we view it.
Is Edim Zomim a kenas or not? If Edim Zomim's a kenas, like Rabbi Meir learned, why did Rabbi Meir learn that way? Maybe he learned it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. You remember Rabbi Akiva was the one who held Edim Zomim's kenas? We saw that earlier in the Masechta. So Rabbi Meir, right, by Kufra Kapara, right, exactly, in those sugyas on Bezim and Bez, the Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Meir learned, like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that Edim Zomim is a kenas, and therefore you can learn Edim Zomim from Motzi Shemra. But Chachamim, who hold that Edim Zomim is a mamon, so you can't learn it out from Motzi Shemra. So according to Rabbanim, what about other kenasos? What about other kenasos? What would you say? What would the Rabbanim hold by that? Seemingly they would hold, you can also be a local Mishalim. It sounds like from our Gemara, any kenas can be learned out from Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra's local Mishalim. If Edim Zomim's a kenas, so you learn it out from Motzi Shemra. If it's not a kenas, you don't learn it out from Motzi Shemra. It sounds like the issue in our Gemara is really about, is Edim Zomim a kenas or not? And that's what the big Tosel Sabra law says. Perish, take a look inside. And this is why we're able to learn Edim Zomim from Motzi Shemra, because they're both kenosos. The Rabbanon Savre, it's a mamon. Ulahachi lo yalfin an lalim mimotzi shemra. Mashma, till according to Rabbi Meir, you're only lokum mishalim by a kenas. But if it would have been a mamon, you wouldn't have been, you, by any mamon payment, you're not lokum mishalim. And it sounds like according to the Rabbanon, if it was a kenas, you would be lokum mishalim, and if it wasn't a kenas, you wouldn't be. This is what it sounds like from our Gemara. And Tosfos brings a number of kashas against this.
And you'll look at the Tosfos. Those of you who didn't get to it, it was in brackets. You'll get to it tonight during Seder Mirtz Hashem. Tosfos points out, first of all, the Gemara that you've all seen in Bava Metzia about Chasima. What does the Gemara there say? Losachso. Don't muzzle your animal. And if you muzzle him, what's the punishment? Loku Mishalim. You get Malkus, and what do you have to do? You pay the amount of food you should have eaten. Is that a kanas or a mamon payment? Remember, we have four types of payments in Torah. Four types of payments. What are they? Mamon, kanas, haschaibas midas, and a kapara. Right? Well, I've quoted that to you a few times already from Rav Schechter. Four types of payments in Torah. Mamon, kanas, haschaibas midas, and a kapara. What's the difference between a mamon and a kanas? Stealing versus parking tickets. Speeding tickets. Mamons are righting a wrong. If Nathan breaks a window, he pays for the window. It's not a fine. It's not a deterrent. It's just paying back what you broke. That's a mamon. What's a kanas? Kanas is a deterrent. It's a fine. When you get a speeding ticket, it's not because you caused damage to the road and you have to pay back for the road. Why are you getting a speeding ticket? To deter you from speeding. Or is a fine for speeding. Okay. So, when you're paying back the food that the animal should have been able to eat, is that a mamon or a kanas? The mamon. The animal should have eaten a pound of whatever it eats, fodder. It should have eaten a pound of or whatever it is of beans or nuts. And so you have to give him a pound. You have to pay a pound of nuts or a pound of fodder, whatever it is. You have to pay for what you caused the loss of. That's a mamon payment. And yet we see that Rabbi Meir's when the Gemara says that you're being local mishalim. By Chasima, the Gemara says, you know why? Because that's Rabbi Meir. And then he quotes one or two other Gemaras, like for instance, our Gemara Ksubis. Did our Gemara Ksubis have any indication that it's only by a kenas that Rabbi Meir holds local Mishalim? Or that Chachamim hold you only get one by a mamon payment? So Tosfos clarifies and says that it's Pashit, even though from our Gemara it sounds like by kenas payments, you're local Mishalim. By mamon payments, you're not loka mishalim. And the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, is just the machlokas. Is Adam Zom in a kanas? And therefore, it's learned from Motzi Shemra, or is it not? Our Tosfos tries to argue that is not pshat in our Gemara. Rather, pshat is as follows. Adam Zom is the pasuk in Kitetze of Itzikos Atzadik. The Gemara tells us that's Adam Zom. That is the context of Kedei Rishasa. The context of Kedei Rishaso is Adam Zomer. So, when the Gemara says to learn from Motzi Shemra, it's trying to clarify what Kedei Rishaso is. Kedei Rishaso is written by Adam Zomer. If you're able to learn Adam Zomer from Motzi Shemra, so then, because they're both Kenasos, you're able to pull over the halacha of Motzi Shemra, which is Loko Mishale, to Adam Zomer, and that will be Megal on Kedei Rishaso. That when Kedei Rishaso said you can only get one punishment, it obviously wasn't referring to Malkus and Mamon, because Adam Zomim, which is connected to Motzi Shemra, you're able to get Loku Mishalim. How can Adam Zomim be Loku Mishalim? And in that Parsha, we're being told Kedei Rishaso, you can't get two punishments. The Parsha itself that it's found in, you do get two punishments. In Adam Zomim, you do get two punishments if you're able to learn out Adam Zomim for Motzi Shemra. How can the limud of Kedei Rishaso oust you from getting two punishments if its source, where it's found, you're getting two punishments? So that's why Rabbi Meir said, from the fact that Motzi Shemra and Adam Zomim share the fact that they're kenas, and I can learn out Adam Zomim from Motzi Shemra, that shows me that Kedei Rishaso does not apply to Malkus and Mamon. It only applies, therefore, to what's left, Misa and Malkus. But the Rabbanon, who learned that Adam Zomim is a Mamon, as opposed to Motzi Shemra, were not able to make this equation. Which means that the source of Kedei Rishaso is by Adam Zomim. And by Adam Zomim, I would assume, when Kedei Rishaso tells me you can only get one punishment, I would assume without knowing any better. When the Torah says you can only get one punishment, I would assume that means in all possible situations. Whenever there's Malkus, you, like Tosfos, the beginning Tosfos said, whenever there's Malkus, you only get Malkus, or you only get one. You don't get two punishments in a case of Malkus. Malkus never gets
two punishments. Listen to what I'm saying right now. I'm going to start this half a sentence again. The Torah says Kedei Rishasa. Seemingly, Kedei Rishasa teaches me that within Malkus, because that's its context, within Malkus, you never get two punishments. So the Rabbanon say, okay, great. The Torah says Kedei Rishasa in the context of Malkus and Edom Zomim. And therefore, I see that Edom Zomim will not get two punishments. You'll only get one. Because that's the rule by Malkus. Malkus, when Malkus is joined with something else, you always only get one punishment. And that's why the Rabbanan learned Kedei Rishasa applies equally by Malkus and Mamon, as opposed to Misa and Malkus. Oh, but Motzi Shemra gets both. Yeah, but what does Motzi Shemra have to do with Kedei Rishasa and Edom Zomim? So the source for Kedei Rishasa is not in the context of Motzi Shemra, it's in the context of Edom Zomim. And therefore, why would I ever limit Kedei Rishasa? I should apply Kedei Rishasa across the board to Malkus and Mamon and Malkus and Misa. But Rabbi Meir learned that no, Edom Zomim has a connection to Motzi Shemra. So Motzi Shemra's megala about Edom Zomim that in both situations, you can get both punishments. Oh, the source of Kedei Rishasa is in the context of getting both Malkus and Mamon? It must be that Kedei Rishasa is not telling me I can't get Malkus and Mamon. How could Kedei Rishasa tell me I can't get Malkus and Mamon if it was written in the context of a place where I do get Malkus and Mamon? It must be that Kedei Rishasa is not talking about that. It's talking about the other case, Misa and Malkus. So, what do we see from Tosfos' analysis? And that's why these two Tosfos work together. The big Tosfos and the little Tosfos on top. Tosfos learned that our Gemara is a huge sugya. It's not about Edom Zomim per se. It's about Shitas Rebbe Meir. Why did Rebbe Meir apply Kedei Rishasa only to Misa and Malkus and not to Misa and Malkus and Malkus and Mamon like the Rabbanan did? And the reason is because Rebbe Meir learned the source pasuk, the source parsha of Kedei Rishasa differently than the Rabbanan. For the Rabbanan, the Parsha of Kedei Rishasa stood alone. And when it stands alone and tells me I can't get two punishments, I'm going to apply that as much as I can. I can't get two punishments. Whenever I'm getting Malkus, I can't get two punishments. That's the Parsha of Kedei Rishasa. But Rabbi Meir, when he looked at that Parsha of Kedei Rishasa, he saw that Parsha as being linked with the Motzi Shemra Sugya. Because for him, they're both Kenosos. And therefore, Motzi Shemra is Megale, that just like by Motzi Shemra, Loko Mishalim, the context of Kedei Rishasa needs to be read with a perspective that you can be Loko Mishalim. The Parsha of Kedei Rishasa allows for Loko Mishalim? Well, then what's it ousting? It's ousting the only other thing that's left, which is Misa and Malkus. And therefore, what did we see today? We saw that our Tosfos on top asked, hey, what about the Gemara in Ksubis? And his answer was, yeah, this sugya here is clarifying the sugya in Ksubis. Why is it clarifying it? Because remember, Zev, I said to you when we first did the sugya in Ksubis, I said, very nice, we've charted out all the opinions. But why? Why does Rebbe Meir apply Kedei Rishasa only to Misa and Malkus? And why does he not apply it to Malkus and Mamon? And the answer to that question is dealt with on Malkus and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Malkus and Daf Dalet Amud Beis tells me that it's because of whether Edom Zomim is a kenas and can gain insight from Motzi Shemra, which is also a kenas, and that Motzi Shemra is megala on Edom Zomim, and that in effect is going to be megala on the entire parsha of Kedei Rishasa. You'll take a look tonight at the big Tosfos on the bottom, and this is the big Tosfos in the middle of the page. And that's what you'll see. He's going to speak all of this out, Tosfos, and clarify how these two Tosfos work together, and how Tosfos, once again, like they often do, have taken a limited Gemara that seems to be a Gemara just about Edom Zomim, and shows that this question of Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemra is actually a huge issue, which is going to give us a lot of insight into the Gemara in Ksubis. At the end of the day, Lamaisa, what do we hold? We do not hold like Rebbe Meir. We hold like the Chachamim. And therefore, the halacha is, we apply Kedei Rishasa also to Malkus and Mamon. You don't get both. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. We do say it by Motzi Shemra. Why? Because it's a pasuk in the Torah.
but we do not apply it to Edom Zoman, and since we don't apply it to Edom Zoman, it doesn't impact our understanding of the concept of Kedei Rishasa. If I, again, to summarize in a sentence what we basically said, according to Tosfos, is that Rabbi Meir learned that the fact that Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomim are linked because they're both Kenasos allows Motzi Shemra to have an impact on how you understand the principle of Kedei Rishasa. It allows Motzi Shemra to affect how you read this parsha of Kedei Rishasa. Because the parsha of Kedei Rishasa needs to be read now in light of the fact that we're being told you can get Malkus and Mamon. Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomim can get Malkus and Mamon. And that means that Kedei Rishasa can't be coming to say you don't get Malkus and Mamon.
Okay,